Penguin Random House Audio presents The Spider, Inside the Criminal Web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, by Barry Levine. Read for you by Robert Petkoff, with an introduction and afterword read by the author.
Introduction. The Spider's Lair. 1,627 miles of ocean separate Coney Island's gaudy boardwalk at the southern tip of Brooklyn, where Jeffrey Epstein grew up, from the white sand beaches of the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he later made his home. There, amid the few dozen islands and cays off the southeast tip of St. Thomas, sits a 70-acre cay called Little St. James. Epstein acquired the island in 1998 for $7.95 million and purchased the adjacent one, Great St. James, for $17.5 million almost two decades later. Estimates now peg the island's combined value at about $86 million. The one-time schoolteacher turned financier called his private getaway Little St. Jeff's. During his visits, two or three times a month usually, he lived in a cream-colored villa with a bright turquoise roof. The estate also featured a movie theater, library, and detached Japanese bathhouse. Meditative music was piped in around the property, its two pools, and the cabanas. Five other structures dotted the island, including staff quarters. At one point, around 2008, the staff had ballooned to some 70 people. There was an outdoor massage room, as well as a mysterious building that resembled a temple. Farther from the villa sat a helicopter pad, and beyond it, a secluded cove Epstein called the Grotto. Two massive U.S. flags flew on either end of the island, where security guards patrolled the water's edge. When Epstein was on his island, the polo shirt-clad employees were to stay out of sight. There were reportedly other rules as well. The temperature in his bedroom was kept at a chilly 54 degrees. Towels had to be replenished constantly. Mats had to be readied for his frequent yoga practices. Vegetarian food, the teetotaling Epstein's favorite, was always on hand. The house contained several oddities. Epstein kept his collection of pirate treasure, not in jewelry boxes, but in old rum bottles and crockery discovered on the island by workers, according to one report. Other items were less benign. A contractor who worked in the house told a journalist that Epstein had installed a 10-showerhead shower for group showers, adding that he observed framed pictures of young, barely clothed, or semi-nude girls. Many characteristics about the island stuck out in the minds of visitors, but what left the biggest impression on locals were Epstein's guests. On Little St. James, Epstein entertained a variety of bold-faced names. Most famous was Bill Clinton, who was a passenger on Epstein's jet at least 26 times. Two witnesses placed Clinton on the island in 2002, although his spokesperson has denied he ever visited. Other visitors included captains of industry, celebrities, and royalty. Prince Andrew visited, and so did his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, as well as Epstein's patron, businessman Les Wexner, and a lawyer, Alan Dershowitz. In March 2006, Epstein hosted the Cambridge professor and theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking and 20 other renowned scientists for a conference called Confronting Gravity in St. Thomas. Science was a passion for Epstein, an interest that manifested in sometimes bizarre ideas, as well as in financial gifts and ties to institutions that would later disavow them. Nearly everyone who fell into Epstein's web later came to regret it. While plenty of VIP guests visited Little St. James in the years Epstein resided there, another type of visitor stands out in the minds of many locals. Epstein would shuttle his visitors to the island by helicopter or boat from St. Thomas, about a mile away. According to a lawsuit filed by the Attorney General of the Virgin Islands against Epstein's estate in early 2020, local air traffic controllers and other airport personnel reported seeing Epstein accompanied by girls who appeared as young as 11 and 12 years old, and as recently as 2018. According to the suit, Epstein flew his victims into Cyril E. King Airport in St. Thomas on either one of his two Gulfstream jets or his Boeing 727-200, which later became known in the media as the Lolita Express. The court papers detail a pattern and practice of human trafficking, sexual abuse, and forced labor of young women on the island. While Epstein liked to brag about his zen-like retreat, for others it was a place of horror. One 15-year-old victim was so desperate to escape the island that she tried to swim to freedom. Prince Andrew was once seen groping an underage girl on a balcony on the island that was right out in the open. One victim who was raped by Epstein on his island said, "I spent 2 weeks vomiting, almost to death, in a hospital after that first encounter." Still another victim told CBS News that Epstein trapped me in his bedroom on the island, where he had a gun strapped to his bedpost. "I couldn't leave." A former air traffic controller told Vanity Fair that on multiple occasions, he saw Epstein exit his helicopter, stand on the tarmac in full view of my tower, and board his private jet with children, female children. Another employee at the airstrip observed that Epstein's companions were always wearing college sweatshirts that seemed intended as camouflage. "When I traveled to St. Thomas in January 2020, a cab driver told me locals referred to Epstein's Island as Dick's Island, while others," she said, "called it Obeya, meaning a bad omen, a place of evil." In the Virgin Islands, Epstein spun his web from a business office he maintained on St. Thomas. Known officially as Southern Trust Company, Incorporated, the office was tucked away in the American Yacht Harbor complex in the Red Hook Quarter on the far eastern side of St. Thomas. On the morning I visited, the office's glass doors were closed and covered with heavy hurricane shutters painted blue. To the right of the entrance were neglected potted palms and tropical plants. In the marina below, I could see yachts, catamarans, and sailboats. Epstein reportedly co-owned the 127-slip marina with real estate tycoon Andrew Farkas, a past business partner of Jared Kushner. Across the road was a small shopping center with a place called Duffy's Love Shack in front. Epstein, who sexually abused at least one young victim in the office, passed off Southern Trust as a company researching genetic sequencing databases for cancer treatment and DNA sequencing. What the 3,200-square-foot office also housed, according to Virgin Islands Attorney General Denise George, were databases to track the movements and availability of young women and underage girls. The dark side of Jeffrey Epstein was always hidden in plain sight. By now, the basic contours of Jeffrey Epstein's horrendous crimes, his decades-long obsession with and abuse of young women and underage girls, often initiated under the guise of seeking out masseuses, are well known.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?